What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
You have someone at your work that's just rude, kind of a butthole. A lot of you can't think of one. No one here can.
Nope.
Yeah, it's Rachel.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, always the first to
Barf.
Cast the stones.
Always.
I'm literally pointing directly at you. You were being a butt earlier. You and your wife doing all sorts of PDA in my terrarium. Get out of here.
Oh, man. That seems like an HR violation.
Yeah, what
it's
the
like
heck?
An HJ right? Know what I mean?
We don't even have an HR.
Oh man,
yeah. Well, that's how that goes, huh? Should have kicked the tires on the HR department before he took the job.
Yeah, dang it.
Yeah. Our
Me
HR
and Steve
department
over here
terrible.
Without an HR department.
Yeah, you know what? Free Beer and I have a conversation about that. Get back to you.
Yep.
Thank you.
You got it.
But this therapist has three steps to making sure that rude person feels like an idiot, and, quote, they will walk away in shame.
Oh, I would. Okay, that's a goal of everybody, is
we
to
could play
shame the jerk.
The TikTok version of her doing it, where she's putting on makeup at the time, and she spends a lot of time bragging about herself and her years of studying human nature, and it's kind of just.
Okay.
Or right. I can tell you and be annoying in my own unique way.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You
great.
Please.
Number one, she said the most important the step may be the first. It's ignore your amygdala response. Is that how you say it?
Like the immediate
little,
response.
The
I don't know what that is.
Medulla oblongata. But it's what triggers in your brain fight or flight, essentially. It is that hormone that dumps in when you start to hear something like that and you feel that in your body.
Isn't that what's broken in you? And that's why you pass
There's
out.
So many things. Yeah. No, that would be my vagal nerve, Steve.
You have a vagal nerve?
But maybe you got a yellow spine.
I'm sorry, vagus nerve. I do have
I
a yellow
a
spine.
Nerve.
I thought you said a vagal nerve for a second.
Well, yeah, vasal.
He's got one of those, too.
Vasal, vagal with a V,
okay.
Syncope.
Okay.
Yes. But yeah, my fight or flight is busted, Steve, so you're not wrong. I have fight, flight, or lay down and play dead. And then wake up later and think I was kidnapped. Mm-hmm. And sadly, that's what my body
really
picks.
Hit the jackpot, Kayla.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got banal bagel syndrome.
You know, that's hurtful when you say
and,
it when she's not here, but when she's like in the other room and she can nod,
yeah,
it is not the best.
She's not paying attention. I think they're just in there making fun of you.
That seems kind of like it too, because Rachel doesn't laugh that hard at this show.
Yeah. No.
So you got to ignore that response. You're going about your day and someone walks up and all of a sudden they're super rude. Mm-hmm. And your body starts to naturally want to escalate it.
Sure.
It's natural.
Yes.
Palms get sweaty.
Mom's spaghetti.
Knees are heavy. No. Palms get sweaty. Your heart starts racing. Your pupils will dilate.
Yeah.
And most people are going to feel that physical reaction and either fight back or retreat into themselves. Not necessarily run away, but just sort of, okay, great.
Sometimes you just sit there and take it and you roll with it and you go, all right, this will just be easier if I just do this and then move on.
instead of choosing which of these options to go with, it's important to take a deep breath and ignore the urge to say anything that is triggered by the flood of everything rushing into your blood.
Boy, that's so hard.
Yes.
Yes.
Now,
so oxygenate your fists.
But it's usually funnier if you say something right in the moment.
Exactly.
Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes.
This text. So free beer is like a fainting goat. You mean that as a joke because you wrote smiley faces. But yes, it's the same thing.
Yeah. They're broken the same way.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would also keep the herds safe when a predator approaches by falling down and being eaten.
Okay, so rule number one is don't react to an immediate emotion. Sit
don't let your physical response dictate how you react.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. Number two, use the Tom Cruise method. I should have had you pull this, Steve. Maybe you can find it Remember that time Tom Cruise was walking on the red carpet, and it might have been, it was for some movie premiere or like at Cannes or something like that, and a guy was interviewing him, and he was politely answering questions, and then the guy, like it was a spray microphone, sprayed water in his face.
He squirted him. Yeah, he squirted
and
him.
Rather than take that, you know, response, amygdala response, he sat there and he held the guy and was like, why would you do that to me? Mm-hmm. Why do you want to hurt me? Was I thought I was being kind to you and giving an interview. Mm-hmm. And he's asking the bully. Yeah, here it is. This is.
Bad. Yeah, it did. It made the guy look like a complete fool.
Yes.
Yes. Now, why would you do that? Why would you do that? Come here. Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
Very funny. Can you please?
No, it's okay. No, wait one second. What's so funny about that? It's ridiculous.
And that is, like, I forgot money? How...
He never loses that smile on his face, but that's like an aggressive dog smile.
It is. Oh, yeah. The eye contact. Yes.
The guy just wants to get away, and the people with him are like, okay, let's get him arrested because it's technically assault. And he's like, no, I don't want him in trouble. I want him to tell me why he thinks it's funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that guy, just dying on the inside.
Explain your joke.
It says, start asking the rude person questions. Is everything okay? You know. Mm-hmm. Is there something bigger that's bothering you?
Okay, so I've told y'all, I said it the other day about the guy who had, my friend was dating who had said something rude, and my immediate response to him, because it was the first time of him meeting her friends, I said, you know what I do. Did you want to play the rude game? Mm-hmm. And he looked at me, and I was like, because that comment was rude. And he just looked and, you know, I was like, oh, God.
It's hard to recover when something like
when
that is said
calls
to you.
Yeah,
we had to do it to this guy who's a total deadbeat dad the other day who was saying things to intentionally at a kid's cheerleading competition.
Oh,
was trying
what you said
to
was
insinuate
too.
Trouble, and he's a deadbeat dad. But you know what? We are going to show up for his kids because half the time he doesn't.
Right.
So you know what? When he looked and I sat down and he listened to the show and he dumbed me down as somebody who always smells like weed. And I turned around and I looked at him and I said, "We going round for rude right now?" And he looked at me and he was like, "What?" And I said, "Because if that's the case, you smell like a guy who needed to get your mom to drive you here because you're an alcoholic." And he just sat there and he looked at me and I was like, I like to smoke weed, but I would never show up to a cheerleading competition stoned, sir.
Worth noting, too, that was all accurate, too, because he was sitting there next to his mom who had to drive him.
Who drove him there while he was drunk.
And we were all just sitting there. I was like, oh, is the game over now? Are we done?
A lot of grown adults that have children need their mommy to do things for them.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's pretty common.
Give me a ride. Mommy. I need a ride, mommy. I'm drunk again.
Yeah, worry about being a better dad.
I have kids I don't care about.
Yeah, leave me alone.
Mommy, take care of this for me.
I do feel like that goes against the first rule, which is don't immediately react to that hot emotion, that physical feeling of like, I'm going to be mean to you because you were mean to me. Instead, though, I am mean, but I ask the question first.
Yeah,
I think that's
you didn't punch him or ignore him.
I think that's a version of it that works for you.
I think so.
I think that sounds pretty effective. Wouldn't want it to happen to me.
I mean,
say if you're trying to make a bully look like an idiot, I think you succeeded.
Now, the first two, I think are pretty straightforward and easy to understand. The third one, I think I need some help understanding, or maybe when I read it out loud, I'll go, oh, I get it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
She says, the third thing to remember when dealing with this bully or this jerk at your office is tilt the body away, as people should remember, to tilt your body away, keep straight, and keep your palms open. So if Steve says something mean, I have to...
I think it means
jazz hands upside down?
I think it means on a primal level, you're trying not to take an aggressive stance. So you're not balling your fists. You're not amping up the physical part of the situation.
Yeah.
So it kind of goes along with the why would you do that? Why are what are you trying to prove here?
Oh, rather keeping your body language open.
Rather than just
your body
going,
away.
You want to go?
Yeah. Almost like a huh? Why would you do that?
So yeah, it's a
what if you put your hands up and said, "You make a good point, and I'm glad you said these things to me."
I think that might be aggressive.
Yeah.
No.
I think that might be aggressive. Yeah, I'm not entirely sure.
So you got to turn your body away from them.
Slightly. Yeah.
Why are you guys so mean to me?
Yeah, why you gotta be like that?
Yeah, say it just like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, or you want, you could go old world and go, Azamacha.
Why come you and Rachel are making fun of me in the booth in there?
Why come?
You don't like a goof fun?
Well, use those techniques today. I'm sure it'll work out great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every problem solved.
The first two parts are great.
Antagonize a bully and then retaliate in these useful ways.
Yep. And then spit in their coffee.
That always works too. And if that fails, then cut their brake lines.
Oh my God. They cut the brake lines. You just
should not ever forget. That's an option.
Yeah. 60% of the time it works every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the universal problem solver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Listen to this. One time my boss came up to me, guns blazing. She wanted to involve me in an argument that was going on with another employee in my group. I turned around, looked her square in the eye, and said, I don't need to be part of your dumb reindeer games. And I turned around and went back to work. She probably is still pissed.
your dumb reindeer games.
Oh.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.